Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Russ Snyder. Batting second. The shortstop, Larry Brown. Batting third. The left fielder, Lee May. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Tony Horton. Batting fifth. The catcher, Duke Sims. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Chuck Hinton. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Vern Fuller. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Stan Williams. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Stan Williams. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Don Buford. Batting second. The center fielder, Merv Rettenmund. Batting third. The right fielder, Frank Robinson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Boog Powell. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting sixth. The catcher, Elrod Hendricks. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Davey Johnson. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Mark Bellinger. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tom Phoebus. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Tom Phoebus. And now, play ball. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder takes first base on ball four. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Snyder. The throw from Hendricks and he is safe. Snyder steals second. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Hendricks for a passed ball. Snyder moves to third. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger misplays the ball. That's an error on Bellinger. Snyder scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Indians. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a fly ball into center field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund strikes out. Two outs. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Horton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Powell for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is called out on strikes. One out. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Powell scoops it up and throws to first, with Phoebus covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of May. Robinson reaches second base with a double. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendricks is hit by the pitch. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson takes first base on ball four. Robinson moves to third. Hendricks moves to second. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Robinson scores. Hendricks moves to third. Johnson moves to second. It's Indians, 1, Orioles, 1. Tom Phoebus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phoebus hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuller fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Hendricks scores. Johnson moves to third. Two outs. It's 2-1, Orioles. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-1 in the game. Buford takes first base on ball four. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund is 0-1 in the game. Rettenmund takes first base on ball four. Buford moves to second. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sim settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Stan Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is called out on strikes. Two outs. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Snyder hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-1 in the game. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-1 in the game, with a double. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown misplays the ball. That's an error on Brown. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendricks is 0-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Hendricks hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of May. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Robinson moves to third. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 1-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bellinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Brown hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Indians, 2, Orioles, 2. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-1 in the game. Horton hits a pop-up towards short. Bellinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 0-for-1 in the game. Sims strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Tom Phoebus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phoebus is 0-for-1 in the game. Phoebus strikes out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Buford hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fuller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Rettenmund hits a line drive into center field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jose Cardinal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardinal is 0-for-1 in the game. Cardinal hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phoebus fires to first and picks off Cardinal. One out. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0-for-1 in the game. Hinton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Phoebus fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 0-for-1 in the game. Fuller takes first base on ball 4. Stan Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Phoebus fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-2 in the game. Powell hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Orioles. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hinton fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendricks is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Hendricks hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fuller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. LeMay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 2 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards first. Powell scoops it up and throws to first, with Phoebus covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Indians 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bellinger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Williams fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Phoebus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phoebus is 0 for 2 in the game. Phoebus hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Buford hits a fly ball into center field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 2 in the game. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 0 for 2 in the game. Sims hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Powell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Cardinal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardinal is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cardinal hits a line drive into left field. Buford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Indians 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Rettenmund hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hinton fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hinton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Powell hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hinton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Robinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes Rettenmund trying to get to home. Cardinal throws the ball into Fuller, who relays the ball to Sims, who tags Rettenmund, who came all the way from first, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0 for 2 in the game. Hinton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Fuller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Cap Peterson pinch hits for Stan Williams. Cap Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson takes first base on ball 4. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 2 in the game. with a walk. Snyder takes first base on ball four. Peterson moves to second. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Brown takes first base on ball four. Peterson moves to third. Snyder moves to second. Pete Rickert now pitching. Max Alvis pinch hits for Lime. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Powell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Alvis for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Indians 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Mike Paul now pitching. Zoilovir Als now playing third base. Chuck Hinton now playing left field. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendricks is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Hendricks is called out on strikes. One out. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Johnson hits a pop-up towards short. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Bellinger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pete Rickert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickert strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-3 in the game. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Richie Sheinbloom pinch hits for Duke Sims. Richie Sheinbloom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheinbloom is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cardenal hits a fly ball into center field. Rhett Munn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 3, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.